Yo, Utrecht, is there anybody out there? Drifter on Always Alive Recordings. Track before that, Rise and Flame, Unity. And the first of the three I just played, Marcus Schulz, Remember This. A very memorable episode live from the NASA Expo in the Jaarbeurs in Utrecht. You're listening to a very special edition of A State of Trance. If you're looking at the live stream on thestateoftrance.com, you can see that we aren't alone here today. There's a couple of lucky prize winners in the studio. Utrecht, are you still out there?
I like having these small intimate parties, Ruben.
I think we should have to do this every single week.
You know what? I really wish we could do this more often.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. And don't forget, the voting for the anthem song of A State of Trance 650 is still going strong. At the end of this show, that's in less than an hour, I will announce the winner. So go now to astateoftrance.com/anthem650. And I know there's some really nervous people out there, including Jorn, Marlo, Andrew, Alexander.
I saw Marlo tweeting already that he's on the third place right now.
Okay.
Cheer up. It's everything's still possible.
I mean, I love all three. I mean,
yeah.
I love all five. But I mean, how are you going to choose? It's so difficult.
But only one
can win.
Yeah.
I've just announced Yekaterinburg in Russia as one of the first hosts of the celebration of the State of Trance 650 tour. Mark the 1st of February 2014 in your schedule. I see a lot of tweets, Russian tweets, using the hashtag ASOT633 right now. And now for something I personally think is really cool. You know, I work on the State of Trance every week with a great team of people. I mean, you hear my voice on the show, but Ruben de Ronde helps me every week. Gijs helps me a lot, the radio department. And also, Danielle Vermaat. She's one of the people on the team. Yeah, we can have a little round of applause. She's one of the people on the team behind the State of Trance at ASOT. That's Twitter account that you can follow if you want to see the live track list or any gossip about me or the radio show. She's monitoring all your tweets. So now, Danielle, it's time for you to introduce yourself to the world.
Okay, well, here I am.
At ASOT. So did you read any nice tweets?
Well, regarding the people in Russia.
Yeah?
Most of them tweet in Russian.
Okay.
And I don't understand it.
Hey, you have Google Translate, right?
Yeah, but it's too stressful right now to handle it. So, but the one thing I understood is that they are completely over the moon. with the announcement.
That is amazing. That's amazing to hear. And any particular tweets that you read that were like, I mean, my Twitter is going crazy right now.
Well, the one thing I noticed is that a lot of other countries are also congratulating them.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's really sweet.
You know, I wish I could go to every one of them. Unfortunately, I have the Armin Only tour as well next year. Feels like I'm a member of the Olympic Committee. Where are the bribes?
Yeah, right.
Announcing the first cities of the massive New Horizons tour. Okay, are you guys ready for the next one? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the New Horizons tour next year. I'm really in the mood for a party right now. Okay, guys, here we go.
After several successful visits to this small country in the past years, the cadets will now bring you to the next level. Windmills are attracting the signal and guiding it past a horizon full of tulips. Utrecht, the Netherlands. Be ready to expand your world. On the 15th of February, 2014.
Yes, it's true, ladies and gentlemen. I knew this was cause a little party. This is the reason why we're in Utrecht. Right across the road, we will go to a State of Trance for Utrecht for the State of Trance 650 New Horizon Tour. So for the Dutch celebrations of the State of Trance 650, all that events have chosen for a new city. Write it down in your schedule. The biggest show of the tour, and I think the world's biggest trance event, on the 15th of February 2014. And that's where we're here right now, right across the street from the Jaarbeurs in Utrecht. So we're moving from Den Bosch to Utrecht with the world's biggest trance event. And with us in the studio right now to explain this is Mr. Dennis De Bruin, the big guy behind all the events. Was the theme New Horizons? You're signed to move to a new venue, or why did we move?
Well, Den Bosch was, of course, for years a very good location for us, and it helped us grow State of Trance into the world's biggest dance event.
Yeah.
But with New Horizons, it was time to expand our horizon, and we had to look to a new venue with more space.
More space, yeah. Last year was sold out, and...
Yeah, definitely. And it's not to get more people in, but to give them more space. More space to help them...
I like that. Not to get more people in, but to give them more space. Exactly.
We won't sell more tickets, but we're going to give them more space to have a great party with their DJs and to chill around and to walk around with more space.
And can you already tell a little bit what people can expect on the 15th of February of the New Horizons party?
Well, never change a winning concept. So we're going to do four areas again. One of them is going to be Who's Afraid of 1-3.
Yes! Nice!
That was a big success, I think, last year. So we definitely have to keep it.
Okay, can I do a 1-3-8 set again, please?
Well, okay. I think we can find a spot.
And you also have some good news regarding the ticket sales, right?
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to start ticket sales this Saturday, the 5th of October, at 12 noon Central European Time at stateoftrance.com.
Okay, so the ticket sales for the one in Utrecht, the biggest one of the tour, starts this Saturday at 12 o'clock, October 5th.
This Saturday. And we have, I think, something special because last couple of years we introduced the warm-up set. And again, this year in Utrecht, we allow a couple of people in an hour before the normal show starts, and they can buy their tickets from this Saturday.
If you want to be with there with the warm-up set, you need to be quick.
You need to be quick, for sure.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Dennis.
Thank you.